people think that desertification is the advancing of the desert, like the encroachment of sands. If it was the case, we would have already the desert everywhere, because, you know, like the Sahara dunes going everywhere in Africa. So desertification needs to be understood by everybody as a process of land degradation in the arid, semi-arid, and subhumid lands in the dry lands. And so if nothing is done to prevent first the desertification through, for example, sustainable land management, including the forest resources, the pastures, and the agriculture land, desertification will just have very negative impacts on people's livelihoods, on people's food security, and even, moreover, on the environment, too.
So there is no choice for these populations but to adapt and change.
Yeah, exactly. To the population, there is no choice. We need to act. The local communities need to act. But the ones also who need to act are the enablers, which are actually the policymakers, the decision makers of the different sectors in the countries, to make sure they work together, they plan sustainably the management of the land. For example, putting in place good policies and also not conflicting policies, and providing also a governance, a local governance that is really favoring good management practices on the ground. And the recipes exist. Local communities know already how to manage their land. The most important thing is to make sure they get the support in secured land tenure, incentives, and also access to markets to make sure they take the benefits of the investments also they put on the ground.